Kitty, kitty. I say kitty. You kiss cat?
You can't see. Oh, she's lost, hugging the cat. She and Mika are beginning to understand each other. And Titush lets him kiss her, too. Mm-hmm. Mm. Gee, I didn't think it would take him that long to get along.
Oh.
You want me to bite you a little?
Okay.
No, don't do that.
No,
don't do that.
No.
No, don't do that.
No.
Why can't I bite you?
No.
Would you like to give me a kiss?
No.
Keys. You said keys. Oh, by the way, a couple days ago, Ross got a second bear. And he walked into, I don't know if I've said this yet, and he walked into my room and he said, I got a bear. As flat as that, he said, I got a bear.
Oh.
Hmm.
Where is it?
That's the plug.
Oh, yes.
You can put your finger in there.
What?
You don't want to? It would hurt? He's shaking his head like he understood. Would it hurt?
Why?
It would? Oh. Uh-oh, it'll hurt. Careful. Bye-bye, honey. He's going down off the bed.
Huh?
You leaving me? You going away? Huh? Come back. Why, Ross? He's waving his hand. Come back.
Yeah.
He fell down. No, he went down by himself. Come on, honey. Come on up. You want help? You want uppy? You want uppy?
Uppy.
Oh, okay. Do you want a kiss? Want a kiss? Wait, scan our tape recorder.
Yeah.
You want to scan our tape recorder? I want a kiss. I want it very much. Come on. Yes.
No.
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 Oh, yes. That's the silliest no I've ever heard.
No.
You want to put my shoe on, Russ?
Huh?
You want me to put my shoe on?
Oh.
Okay.
Dear.
Dear what?
Dear.
Dear what?
There.
Oh, dear. There. There, Russ. You say there. Don't go. There. There. What is there? Those are shoes?
Yeah!
Those are Mary's shoes, actually. That could almost fit Daddy. Wouldn't that be cute? That'd be cute. They're about twice as big. Not twice, quite. Do you want a shoe?
Does this look crummy with these
Ross
pants?
Wants a shoe, Mary.
Does this look crummy with these pants?
Not for shopping.
Or would it look better?
Pants would look better if they were ironed. Pants need ironing. We're recording Ross now. Shoe for me? Ross, here, let's put it on you. Shoes. 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 You can just stay there. He isn't about to.
Slice him some banana, put it in a mold, let him work
there. Actually, you can just let him sit there and talk to me. He's doing pretty well about talking. You know, you could really slip. Yeah, I know I'm watching.
Mommy.
You thought what would happen if you slipped? Need some more bread so you can do your acrobatics? Where's mommy? Show which one's mommy, Russ. Where's mommy?
Where's Scheichweig?
Oh, Scheichweig? What does that really mean? Know about what Scheichweig might really mean?
Tactic.
Have you thought what any of those things might really mean, Russ?
I like it.
You like it? Where'd the kitty go?
This isn't really a float, it's not really a soda.
I'm sorry.
This sort of a thing.
Yeah. I'm still punching
this in
my
teeth. Oh, God. Ah,
you have, you think you're going to get one from that? Ross thinks he's going to get some down here. Okay. What do you need, honey, Bubba? You need a little piece of this to drink? You do? He says yes. Okay, you want some? Did you like that? One more?
Thank you, Mommy.
What do you want? Pretty nice, huh? Are you picking up tea too? What did that cat do to you, Russ? What did he do to you? What did the cat do to you? You jumped and you caught it? You did? Oh, it's a tape recorder.
Oh, your mommy. You
want to hear some Ross talk? You think Ross is talking on that?
Mom, you
want to talk? That's the dishwasher, honey. It's the dishwasher. Want to press the button? Open the door. It's trying to open it. Open the door. Can't open it? Here, open this door. Open this door.
Oh.
He did that. He knows how to open that door. That's Ross yelling there. Because he didn't get the foodie one. Last night, the 19th, last night of July, last night on the 18th of July,
no.
I was talking to Ross about 11 o'clock at night. And I said to him, Ross, he was really tired. He'd been running around and sort of was flopping down his head on me and he was squinting his eye. And I said, Ross, do you want to go to bed? And he said, go to bed. He sort of go to bed. And then he put him to bed and he went right to bed. That's enough now, Ross. And Mary says that he says thank you very nicely. Is that right? What did he say, Mary?
Situation.
Yeah.
I set some grapes out for him.
Mm-hmm.
And gave myself one.
Mommy.
And he screamed at me. For taking a grape.
Yeah.
I didn't take it from him.
Yeah.
So I turned around rather indignantly and I said, thank you. And he said, thank you.
Oh, it's sort of an imitation. He did just like he did tonight.
But he does.
We said say thank you. He said thank you.
But he does say thank you.
When you say thank you, he'll say thank you.
No, when you give him something, he'll say thank you. Or he'll give you something and say thank you.
Yeah. By himself without being asked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Situation, usually he's better at giving it to you and telling you thank you.
What do you want, Ross?
No, I did never record the incident with the shoes.
Mommy, get you.
about.
What did he do with his shoes?
I was dressing him. And he kept on bothering me for a certain drawer.
Mommy.
Which is out of his reach.
My dress.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I give him ice cream?
Mommy, yeah.
Shall we give him ice cream?
What is he? He's pointing to?
Heavens, I don't know. Anyway, he kept bothering me about the drawer, which was out of his reach, and finally I opened it, and I saw his shoes.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't. He just was going eh. He wasn't verbalizing.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't saying words.
Right.
Mommy, can you
put these on here? So I pulled out the shoes, and he was definitely.
Mommy.
As if that were his intention.
Yeah. That's it. Hurry up. Finish our story, okay?
Okay. And then put him on.
Yeah.
Because that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he got his shoes on, he ran to the door. And I had to open it, and we took a walk.
Oh, right. That's right. Okay, I remember now. Let me just put it in the way I wanted, which was that... the whole point was that he didn't have any words during this whole process. All it was pointing up at a drawer, trying to get... But he knew very well that he wanted to get his shoes on so he could get fully dressed, so he could go out the door, so he could go take a walk, maybe to see Matt, maybe not.
So you like
he headed for Matt.
Okay, so that's the point. Okay, pause. Ross is reading my Mysteries of the Past book. Comes crashing down. And poor Mermaid tummy.
Don't talk with your mouth full. It's a good way of making it empty. What was that? Got a hair in your mouth or something?
Oh boy, what a big boy. He can stand up. He can stand right up. And looks so big.
It's one of the things that you pick up on the phone.
And looks so big.
He's gonna cry.
He's gonna walk on his mommy. He's gonna walk.
I keep.
I took.
You know how to check. It's going. Needle in the red.
Oh. Yeah.
If you turn off the water, you can put him in the tub and we can record him there.
Take his clothes off. Is it on?
You're not getting any cookies or any grapes. So. You ain't getting nothing.
Who's at the dinner table?
You might say. Go to the dinner table. Also known as the food circus. Ross stages a free-reign circus. No, Ross. That's a little piggy. Oh, and those horrible little sounds. Gross, Ross. Gross. Gross. Okay, it's cute, but it's gross, too.
Oh!
It is. It's gross.
Oh!
Yeah, it is.
I'm not Kevin.
You can do that all you want, but I'm not going to say it's nice. It's gross.
I'm not Kevin.
Say what you want.
Oh.
You don't get what you want in this house unless you say it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
what does that mean?
It's
it doesn't have any diminutive significance, Ross. Oh, yeah, I know about Uppy. That's something that's not going to happen. Uppy's not going to happen. There will be no Uppy.
There
I don't do.
Yeah, I
do. You got to be pretty sassy.
What in the world is she doing with all this?
Mom,
I'm just pissed and being angry.
I'm
going to have to talk like we do, Ross. If you talk like you do, we're never going to understand you. I can't understand you, Ross.
Mommy,
what are you saying?
Mommy,
are you wet? Do you pee pee? That big door there.
I didn't open it.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm gonna pause. I'm gonna stop.
Mika, come on in.
I think it's the 22nd today.
Mika?
Kitty?
Mika? Come on in, Mika.
Kitty?
I got strained back muscle.
I've got it on.
Good, good enough.
Are we going to let the cat in or something?
No. Yeah. It's a cat. Oh, you got your milk, huh? Hi, honey. No kitty. Bye-bye, Ross. Bye-bye, Ross. Bye-bye.
Cream him?
I creamed his left leg, but I haven't got his right yet. Ross, you want some more on your right?
Ow! Ah!
Did I
get you?
gonna get you now. He's gonna kick like a devil. He's gonna kick like a little devil. What does that mean, Russ? What does the dee dee da da mean? Uh-huh, we got you. You've been had, Bubba.
You put the maternity
on his back. Oh, honey, I heard his hand, I think. Yeah, you heard his hand. What's the deal, Ross? You basically finished talking for us. It's 2:30. You basically
what?
Finished talking with us? Ross?
Couldn't you have said Banky or something?
He never talks. He doesn't like to talk. It's not proper etiquette.
Ross, you're being a little bit of a creep.
No, we're having fun. More pictures.
I can play
pictures. Uh-huh. Show me a picture, Mary.
What picture?
Turn the page there.
Baby.
You like that picture?
Oh.
Cheeky. I like the book,
he says. Or something.
Yeah, you got it, Brian.
Okay, Russ, let me show you that. Russ? Ooh. Russ? It's a dagger. There's a little
thing to know. Every child should be.
These are things everybody should know, a Neolithic settlement. Near 2017. Very nice. Very important.
What?
Oh, that's even the best of all, blank page. Ooh. Here we go. Some colors. Huh?
That's a pretty picture.
You know the pretty people and the kitties?
There's kitties.
Different people. And there are people.
Oh!